It's really nice to be back home after 2.5 months.
两个人离家, 现在回来真好, like, just like Jacob, right?
That's right. I especially want to thank God for this last minute backup translator. Because I was praying and I emailed Albert and I was excited that I'm going to see him, but he fell sick, and I'm so glad we have Pastor Peter to help me with translation.
You cannot help it. You have to be happy to see me.
You know, as many of you know, I am part of the board of Transformation Ministries.
也许大家知道,我是我们总会TM里面的一个委员。
We have about 170 churches.
我们这个组织里面170个教会。
And part of my job is to go and visit churches and make sure all the pastors are spiritually healthy.
有一部分我的责任是要去各地访问不同的牧师,要确定他们属灵光景很好。
You know, being a pastor is a special privilege and an honor.
作为一个牧师,他有实在是一个特权,而且是一种尊荣,是说不出来的。
But sometimes it can also be a pretty heavy burden on an individual.
有些时候,对于做牧师的人也有很重的担子。
You know, many pastors who I talk to, they really wish they had the privilege I had to take a sabbatical.
很多牧师都巴不得像我一样,有这个特权,可以有安息年。
Many churches cannot afford to send their pastors for a 3-month break.
有很多的教会,他们经济上不许可,不能够把牧师放3个月的假。
And even if they are willing to send, many pastors are afraid to go because they are afraid when they come back, they may not have a job.
很多牧师也很怕,即使有机会走,也怕回来有3个月,这教会已经不存在了。
Because if you can live without me for 3 months, obviously you can live without me forever.
因为假如我们3个月不在这里不侍奉,教会还好好的,也许根本不需要我了。
So many pastors share how stressful they are and how they don't want to use sabbatical.
所以很多牧师跟我分享说他们很紧张,反而是不但愿意享受放假3个月这种事情。
But I am here to share what God has done in my life and what I was able to do during these last 3 months.
所以今天在这里我所要跟大家分享的就是神在我生命中所做的工作,并且这三个月我是如何利用这三个月的。
And I want to thank all of you for loving me so much that you care for me and you said, okay, you have to go out and take care of yourself.
所以我先谢谢大家给我这样的机会这么爱我,让我有3个月的休假。
And also for when I came back, my job was still here. So that's special thanks. Otherwise, today I will hear, you are fired. We don't need you. It's nice to be loved by your church. None of us are perfect. We all have our weaknesses, our strengths, our personality differences, but it's still a wonderful thing to be loved. You know, my family back home in India and all the missionaries I met, they still are amazed that I pastor a Chinese church and they love me so much.
我在印度的家里人跟亲戚朋友们都觉得非常稀奇，你怎么跑到一个中国教会去做牧师的？
So every time I call them, they say, "Are you still with Chinese church?"
他们问说，你还在中国教会吗？
But I tell them, "This is my family."
我跟他们讲，这是我的家。
I don't speak Chinese, but I eat Chinese. So that's good.
我的嘴不会讲中文，但是会吃中国菜。
So that's good enough. So,
这个就好了,可以做中国人了。
Today, before I share some pictures of my ministry, I wanted to share this thought from God's word in John's Gospel chapter 4.
在我跟大家分享我在印度所见所闻的之前,我要跟大家先分享神的话语,就是约翰福音第四章。
Jesus just finished talking to the woman at the Samaritan well.
那里我们看见耶稣刚刚才跟井边撒玛利亚妇人讲完道。
You know, Jesus just spoke to her in a casual conversation. He talked about her past and he gave her hope for her future.
在很简单家常谈话很非常不正式非常自由的环境里面耶稣讲到他的过去也给他的将来带来盼望
And the disciples come back
这个时候门徒们回来了
So they probably went to McDonald's or Burger King and got some food
他们去 hometown buffet 吃过饭了、
Did you say hometown buffet? Hey, hometown buffet people don't let you take to-go food Yeah.
哦，不行不行，因为红汤不费，你不可以带着走，只有麦当劳可以。
He thinks I don't understand Chinese.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand pretty good translation.
So 他其实蛮知道我在讲什么。
So they came back with some physical food.
所以他们回来带了一些食物回来了。
And they said, Jesus, are you not hungry?
他们问你难道不饿吗
？First of all, they were shocked because he was talking to a woman.
头一件事情，他们叫他震惊的，叫他们震惊，是因为看见他跟一个妇女在谈话。
Second, he was talking to a Gentile woman.
第二个叫他们震惊是他跟一个外邦人讲话。
And now, when they say, "Are you not hungry?" he says, "I have other food to eat."
第三个问题，他说：“你饿吗？”他说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”
So Jesus kind of shocked these disciples.
所以他好像故意要叫他们吓一跳，震惊一下。
But during this time, he wanted to teach them an important lesson.
但是就在这样一种震撼的状态里面，他要教导他们一个功课。
Because in the disciples' mind, you do ministry at a certain time, and other time you take care of yourself.
因为在门徒心目中间，你在某一个特定的时刻来做你的事工，其他时候你应该像常人一样吃饭睡觉。
Meaning you can live in compartments.
你可以生活在不同的一个方格中间。
I live for myself.
这段时间是我为自己活的。
I make money for myself.
在这里我为自己赚钱。
I protect myself.
在这段时间我保护自己。
I do all the things for my family.
所有事情我为家庭做的就在这个时候。
If I have some extra time, I go to church and serve others.
若是我还有其他空余时间，我就去教会，我来服侍别人。
Jesus wanted the disciples to understand that ministry and your own life are not two different things.
耶稣要门徒们明白，你个人的生活和你的侍奉是不能分开的，是一件事情。
Your life, every day of your life is a ministry.
你每一天的生活都是你的侍奉。
As you live your life every day, keep watching because there are so many opportunities where you can help people.
当你每天过你生活的时候，你的眼睛要不断注意，因为有很多的时候你可以侍奉。
So Jesus says this in this context.
所以耶稣所讲的话是在这样一种上下文的含义中间来说的。
Says, lift up your heads or open your eyes.
他说，举目望天，举目向天观看。
Literally, many people are often so stuck in their own lives. They are always thinking about themselves.
很多人他们不向天看的，不向只向上只向下看，只看到自己的生活。
The other day, I went to Spectrum and I saw many young people. Everybody texting and doing with the, playing with their iPhone. Every head was down.
我那天去 Spectrum 那里走一走的时候，看见这些年轻人，每个人都在这手机上面对着他拼命在看，在按来按去，没有人往上看的。
There are like three or four young people together, but nobody's talking to each other. They're all texting to somebody else.
他们三四人走在一起，个人间被人都 text 都经文用文字传信短信给别人。
Literally, every head was down.
你就看每个人头都低着的。
I immediately thought of this passage. If Jesus walked by Spectrum,
如果耶稣走过 Spectrum 那个地方。
He will say the exact same thing. Lift up your heads.
他会说，举目啊，抬起头来啊。
Come on, guys. There is so much in the world to see. Don't be stuck with your iPads, iPhone, iLife, my life, my wife.
他说，圣经上有那么多，这个天下有这么多可看，你不要是 iPhone, iPad, 脸书什么，你看我自己，不要这样子。
It's not about you.
不是你的问题。
It's not all about me.
不是我的问题，关于我。
Lift up your head，
抬起头来，举目观看。
Seriously, you know, for us, it's an exercise because otherwise, by nature, we are always concerned about ourselves.
这是一种运动，这是一种操练，因为按照我们的本性，我们都只会注意自己的事。
I'm not saying ignore yourself.
我并不是说完全忽略你的自己。
I'm not saying ignore your wife or your job.
不是说忽略你的工作，忽略你的妻子。
But it's very important to make it a habit to occasionally lift up your head and see what is happening around.
但是这件事情真的非常重要，你一定要有些时候从你的工作里面断开来，举目向天看。
It is very important to understand our times when we are living.
当我们活着的时候, 我们一定要知道我们所身处的时代。
You know, sometimes we don't care for what is happening in the rest of the country or the rest of the world.
有些时候我们不大在乎周围所发生事情，世界各地的光景都不大在乎。
But as a child of God and as a responsible Christian, it is our duty to be aware of what is happening in the world.
但是一个神的儿女，我们作为基督徒，一定要知道周遭所发生的各样事情。
And the only way we can become aware of what is happening is by lifting up our head, reading and knowing what is happening.
只有当我们头抬起来的时候，才会知道周围所发生一件事情，所有各样的情况。
Jesus says, there is an old saying in which you always use, 4 months from now, then harvest.
耶稣所说，你们常听见这样的古话，常听见人家这样引用，还有四个月才收割呢。
This is a common saying among you.
这是在你们中间常常都这样说的。
4 months from now, then harvest.
还有四个月才收割。
That means you have 4 months of time to just do whatever you want.
意思就是说，在这个四个月中间，你还有什么很多其他任何事情都可以做。
That means you have 4 months of waiting.
换句话说，这里四个月是你空空等候的时候。
4 months of not doing anything.
不用做任何的事情。
But Jesus says,
但是耶稣这样说。
That is a deceptive idea.
这个看法是误解误导的。
It is not true.
不是这样，真理不真实，真实情况不是如此。
Actually, harvest is always there if you are willing to see.
他说，如果你真正愿意看见的话，随时都是收割的时候。
It's not like harvest only comes once. He says there is always something you can do if you open your eyes.
换句话说，只要你眼睛打开，随时都可以做的有做的事情。
You know, people keep saying, you know. Right now I am busy in life.
人们这样说，现在我真的很忙，生活忙不过来。
At some point in my life, I will have more time.
过了一段时间，我更有空的时候，我可以做很多事。
I'll have more money.
我或者有更多的钱。
But by the time I have that, I will have no energy.
等到我很多钱的时候，我已经体力完全消耗了。
But we always think that there will come a time when I will do some great things for God.
但是我们都在想。 总有一天机会来了，我要为神做很伟大的事情。
4 months and then harvest.
四个月才收割呢。
Jesus says that is a deception.
耶稣说这是一个误导。
Don't be deceived by that idea.
不要被这个观念所误导了。
Lift up your head.
举目抬头。
And then the second word he uses is look.
第二个才用是观看。
Because there is a difference between looking intently and just passing by.
因为这里不一样，如果你只是扫描一下，没有真正观看一件事情。
I mean, when you look intently, you can see into people's face.
如果你认真看一个人，你看见他的脸，看见他表情。
You pay attention to details.
你注意里面的细节。
But if you just walk by, I can see, but I'm not looking.
你也许只是经过走过看见一个人，你是看见而已，没有仔细的观看。
This is the problem with many Christians or even followers of Christ.
这个对很多我们所谓基督徒，甚至是跟随耶稣的人，都是个问题。
We can see a lot.
我们看见了好多事情。
But we are not looking.
但是没有仔细的观看。
That means we are not paying attention.
意思就是说没有注意的去看。
And we always say, there will come a time when I will do something for God.
我们说，总有一天，总有一段时间，我要为神做一件事情。
You know, at this stage of life, I am kind of busy. You know, I'm in college, so and after that, I'm dating, I'm busy. Now I'm married, I'm busy with my wife.
结婚以后要忙着照顾太太。
Then we have kids, then we are busy with kids.
又有孩子了，要专心照顾孩子。
You know, every stage of life, we are busy with something.
在生命的每一个阶段中间，我们总是忙碌于一些其他的事。
We postpone God's work, God's kingdom, for a stage when we think we'll have plenty of time, plenty of energy, plenty of life to do.
而把我们在神的国度中间应该做的事情一直向后迟延，总相信有一天我们有很多的时间，很多的金钱做事情。
So if you have the habit of constantly postponing service to God,
所以如果你是习惯于如此，把神的事工一直往后延迟，
involving in missions,
或者是不参与宣教的工作，
doing something for God's kingdom,
不为神的国度做什么事情。
Here is Jesus' first caution and warning.
这里是耶稣所提出来第一个警告给你的话。
Don't postpone.
不要再迟延了。
Don't postpone. Because 4 months from now, you may not be here.
因为四个月过去了，可能你不在这儿。
Yes, 4 months from now, there may be a better harvest, but you may not be here.
是，四个月之后，可能有大批收成，更好的收成，但是你不在这里。
Learn to do what you can do where you are right now.
你要学会就做现在你有机会能做的事情。
There's a great motivational speaker called Zig Ziglar.
有一个人，他叫Zig Ziglar，是一个很会鼓舞人的人，他会演讲。
He's a very good Christian.
他也是很好基督徒。
He just passed away last week.
他上个礼拜才过世。
He wrote this about Christians.
他写的这么一段话，讲到基督徒。
And about us involving in God's kingdom.
讲到我们怎么样参与神国度的施工。
He says there are two ways you can climb an oak tree.
他说有两个办法，你去爬一棵橡树。
You know, an oak tree is a pretty big tree.
橡树通常很高大的。
He says there are two ways you can climb an oak tree.
有两个办法你可以爬树。
The first way is a hard way. You have to kind of actually climb it yourself.
第一个办法当然很累，很花力气，累很累，你要一步一步自己爬上去。
So the first way, you climb the tree and reach the top.
你可以爬爬爬，爬到最高地方。
The second way is the easy way.
第二个方法是容易的办法。
He said you can just sit on an acorn and wait for it to grow and it'll become a big tree.
你可以坐在一个橡石上面，等它发芽，然后它长的时候就把你一步步推上去。
Hey, it's an easy way.
很容易啊。
You will still reach the top.
也会到顶，对不对？
You will climb the tree.
你可以爬树，是吗？
Eventually, in 40 years from now.
过了40年，你也在树上面了。
You know, many Christians live their life like that.
你知道，很多基督徒是这样过他的日子。
We are sitting on the acorn and waiting for something to happen.
坐在一个橡石上面，等候这个橡石长大成树。
You know, another great man of God wrote this. He said, the greatest tragedy in life is not that it ends soon, but that we wait too long to start it.
另外有很有名的人讲这句话，我们生命的悲剧，不是我们看见它的结束，而是等了很久才开始。
So the sad thing in life is not that we die soon.
不是说我们悲惨是很快死掉了。
But we wait too long to start living our lives for God. We postpone God's work. We postpone missions, we postpone God's kingdom because we are busy doing other things. So Jesus says, number one, lift up your heads. Second thing, look carefully. Because there are many doors I am opening as you walk in this life. But you have to pay attention. Because as you walk, God is opening doors here and there. But if you don't look, you will miss all the openings.
如果你不看,不注意看,所有的开的门你都看不见。
If you don't pay attention, we will miss all God-given opportunities.
如果你不注意神所有给你的机会，你都失去了。
You know, in John chapter 9, verse 4, it says, as long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent us.
约翰福音9:2节，耶稣说，应当趁着白日做那个差我来者的工。
So Jesus is telling him, as long as it is called day, do something with it.
耶稣说，只要现在还是白天，就该做事。
Because very soon, the night is coming.
黑夜要来临，很快就要来临。
Meaning very soon you want to do something, but you can't.
意思就是说，到那时候你想要做事，都没有机会了。
You have the desire, but it's too late.
你虽然有这个心愿，但是太晚了，太迟了。
Jesus is telling his disciples, before it is too late, my friends, do something for God's kingdom.
耶稣告诉他的门徒，在没有等得太迟，在没有迟到你不能做事以前，总要为神的国度尽一些本分。
You don't wait for the Samaritan woman to come to the church.
你不能等到这个撒玛利亚妇人来到教会。You
just go, start a conversation, share the hope which God gave you.
必须你去，在那里跟他坐下来谈话，把神的信息给他。We
don't live our lives and then do God's work.
我们不能先顾到自己生活，然后才为神工作。We
do God's work as we live our lives every day.
就在我们每天生活中间就要做神的工作。
Everywhere, like wherever God placed you, in an office, in a school, or in a neighborhood, You have people who you can touch.
不管神把你放在什么地方，在你的公司里面，在你的邻居中间，你就有机会可以接触人。
There are many people who are very depressed, hopeless, very close to you.
很多的人离你很近，但是他们是非常忧郁的，非常下沉的，他们需要你。
Don't wait for a wonderful day to come.
不要等到有一天，哦，奇妙的日子来到。
Jesus says, go and do something right now.
耶稣说，去。就做一些现在就可以做的事。
If you lift your head, if you lift and look intently,
观看
you will be amazed how many opportunities and openings God is opening.
你会稀奇有多少的机会神为你开门。
And there are so many things we can do.
有好多好多你可以做的事情。
The last thing Jesus is telling the disciples is, okay, you may not do all the things.
最后一件，耶稣对门徒说的：“你不能不一定所有事情你就做完了。”
In God's ministry, there are so many different kinds of ministries.
在神的事工中间，还有很多许多小小的不同的事工。
You know, Jesus says, there is a time to sow and there is a time to water the plants. There is a time to reap.
耶稣是说，有些时候你是撒种，有些时候你是浇灌，有些时候你是收割。
There are different things we can do in God's work.
在神的工作中间，你有不同可以做的事情。
Whatever your gift is.
不论你的恩赐是什么
Do it right now.
就是现在就来做。
Because when you sow, you may not reap, but somebody else will reap.
你撒种，别人收割。
And when I reap, I'm not reaping purely because of my effort, because somebody else sowed, I am reaping today.
今天如果是我收割，不是因为我就能收割，而是因为以前就有人已经撒了种。
In God's kingdom, we all do different things, but we all benefit and we are all.Rewarded for our faithful work.
在神的国度中间，每个人都参与其中的侍奉，而每个人都同样得到神的奖赏。
So Jesus is telling his disciples few things. Number one, be intentional in looking for what I am doing.
所以耶稣在这里告诉门徒们，第一件事情，首先你看见，你要注意看我做的，然后你会看见该做什么。
Don't be passive.
不要被动。
Don't just sit and say, "Okay, God, if you want to use me, use me."
你不能在展着手说神啊行啊你要用我就用我吧
God is saying I am not that desperate that I have to use you
神说我还没这么绝望没这么紧一定要用你不可
I am not broke like California's economy
我还没有到破产的地步像加州的经济一样
If you don't go I can raise the stones to witness for me This is what Jesus said
耶稣说如果你们不开口我可以叫石头开口
Going and serving God is a privilege for us.
侍奉神，出去侍奉神是一个特权。
If we don't go, God's work is not going to stop.
我们不做的话，神的工作并不会停止。
God will raise somebody else.
因为神会兴起别人来做。
Somebody who you never expect will go.
有些你完全想不到的人会答应而去做。
But you and I will miss the blessing.
但你我却失去了祝福。
So the first thing Jesus says is, lift up your head, guys.
所以耶稣第一件对他们说，举目。
There is so much happening around you.
好多事情就已经在你周围发生了。
I am doing wonderful things in your neighborhood and also in other countries. Just look.
就在你的邻居，就在远方的国家，我都在做奇妙的事。
You know, I want to take this time to encourage many of you to be praying for missions in the world.
今天我愿意利用这时候提醒大家鼓励大家为着全世界各地宣教的工作来祷告
Normally in a church when we talk about missions they think oh it's the missions committee's job
很多时候我们讲到宣教就想到啊，这是宣教委员会的事
We have two or three people and they pray about them and when we give money they give away money
我们有两三个人宣教委员会他们去祷告吧我们给他们钱他们就分散就用去了
Missions is everybody's job
宣教是每一个人的事工
We may not all be in the committee, but we all should be praying for what God is doing in different parts of the world.
我们不一定都在宣教委员会里面，但是我们都要为宣教祷告。
So I want to encourage all of you to start lifting up your head and looking what God is doing.
所以我要鼓励大家把头抬起来，举目，我们一同来为着宣教祷告。
So in our context, what do you mean lift up your head?
那今天我们来讲这个举目什么意思呢
？So when I say lift up your head, I'm saying.Don't just be stuck with your own personal lives.
意思就是说，你不要仅仅被自己的生活所绑住。
See what God is doing outside of you.
要往外看,
see what God is doing in other churches. See what God is doing in your neighborhood. In your state, and in your country.
在你的这个州,
and then the best way to look, you know, is to read some mission journals or read stories about missionaries.
怎么,
what are they doing?
怎么看法呢? 最好你看一些宣教的杂志, 看见其他宣教士在各地所做的事情。
You'll be amazed to see how God is working in some of these people's lives.
你就会稀奇神怎么样在各地, 在这些人的生命中间做了怎么样的工作。
It will not only help you to build your own faith, but it'll also help you to participate in world missions.
这个不仅可以建立你的属灵生命, 更可以鼓励你, 也许有一天你会参与各种宣教的工作。
So the first thing he said, lift up your head.
所以头一件事, 举目。
Second thing he said, look carefully.
第二, 你要仔细地看, 观看。
Pay attention, don't just scan through like this.
不是仅仅扫描过去就完了。
Pay attention to what God is doing in different parts of the world.
注意看神在各个国家所做的不同的工作。
The third thing he says, do something about it.
第三, 你要做一点事情。
Do something.
什么事情都好, 你就要参与。
Don't just sit as a spectator.
不要仅仅站在里做旁观者。
Don't be too comfortable in your four walls.
不要在你四周的墙院里面这么安息。
Don't sit on the acorn.
不要坐在那个象石上面。
We can climb.
我们可以爬树。
We can make a difference.
可以造成不同。
I just wanted to show you some pictures and then I'll end with a story. But
this 我现在要给大家看一些照，看一些画片，然后我们就把故事告诉各位故事的结局。
So now you can enjoy. Yeah, that'll help. Brother John, can you switch off the lights? Some of the lights. And so it's about a few minutes, but I'll just explain some of these pictures. I did three main ministries. The first one is we did some retreats for rural pastors and missionaries.
我在这边做了，在印度主要做了三种工作。第一个是帮助各地的牧师，在那里我们建立一个退休会的中心。
So these pastors and missionaries live in very remote places. They don't have any education. What we do is we bring them and feed them for 4 days and give them some encouragement and send them back.
那他们是在很荒僻的地方做工，也没有机会受到更多的教育。所以我们的工作，第一个，让他们好好吃，吃饱，吃的好好的享受一些休息时间，然后给他们一些东西，给他们材料，最后把他们送回到原地去侍奉。
And the second ministry I did is I actually went to visit two of my students who are now missionaries in North India.
第二件事情，我去拜访两个，去看了两个我从前的学生，他们在那里现在做宣教士。
One of the student is missionary pretty close to China and Bhutan.
有一个学生在离中国跟不丹很近的地方做宣教士。
So I'll show you some pictures. And finally, another one of my students has an orphanage in a place called Calcutta.
另外一个学生在加尔各答，那里他有孤儿院。
So I'll show you pictures of what is happening in this orphanage.
所以我待会给大家看这些照片。
And the reason I am sharing this is to help you understand what God is doing in different parts of this country.
我把这些图片给大家看的目的是要叫大家知道神在各地所做的工作。
I learned a lot.
我这次出去学了很多。
And I'm very inspired to do more through my life.
我也被激励要做，在我一生中间，希望能做更多的事。
So this is the
third thing. The third thing.
Orphanage.
Oh, yeah. Two students preaching.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So this is the map of India, and I actually come from this city called Hyderabad.
我是从这个地方南格尔出去的。
So this, my parents live about 70 miles from this city called Hyderabad. It's a pretty big city. Most of the software engineers in America come from these two cities, Bangalore and Hyderabad.
在美国，很多人从这两个地方是从这样出来的。我的父，我的家人也住在Hyderabad.
Okay, so I basically come from here, but I visited a place here and here to see my two students.
我到这两个地方去看我的学生。
This place is pretty close to this thing called Bhutan, and then this is all China.
Yeah, 这个白的地方下面那个尖尖凸出来是地方是不丹，整个大片地方是中国。
Okay, so this is like the Taj Mahal in Agra. This is the biggest thing in Hyderabad. It's a pretty big tourist place. So this is Hyderabad, but 70 miles from there is where my parents live, and that is where we built a retreat center. Yeah, so, and then this one is a Hindu temple, but it's a very big tourist place. It's called a Thousand Pillar Temple. So our retreat center is pretty close to this place. But of course, we don't have 1,000 pillars. We have pretty simple building. Like, this is our building, yeah. About 7 or 8 pillars, that's it. So this is...
7 pillars enough.
No, that's right, yeah. So this, I'll just show you some pictures of what we built for all these pastors. This is the place where our manager, the property manager, lives. And there's a huge Catholic church behind our campus. And there's a nice big lake 1 mile from our retreat center. So this is the couple who stays there to manage the property. They are also pastoral couple, and they counsel a lot of pastors. Okay, we have a lot of place, so we have lots of chickens, ducks, and goats. This is my dad and my mom. My dad was celebrating his 68th birthday, so this is, I'm just cutting a cake for them.
He's only 68?
Yeah, 68.
Only 2 years, 1 year older.
That's right. I should call you dad. Yeah. So basically, my first 40 days, I was fully occupied with the construction of this building. By the way, I don't know if you ever saw a hen actually hides the chickens under the wings.
Yeah,
the Bible says God protects us like a hen protects the chicken. This hen has 8 chickens. And 4 of the chickens are already under the first left wing. So you can't see them, because once it closes the wings, you will feel like there is nothing under the wings, but there are actually 8 chicks under the wings. So you see 4 chicks here, and next picture, 3 of them already went in, and the 4th one is going in. It's amazing. I mean, I wish I had a video, but I didn't. But all of them go in and fully protected. We did more work, and this is a shepherd right on the other side of our fence with the goats. This is one of the missionaries we visited. And this is when my wife came back from America to visit me. These are her sisters, and these are her sisters-in-law. Oh, now it gets interesting. In India, we not only have people, but we have lots of animals. In railway stations, monkeys are very, very notorious. They come and grab any fruit or vegetable or anything you are carrying, they'll just grab it and take it. And because we believe in reincarnation, we can't kill animals. So this is a big nuisance. Actually, everybody closes their window, somebody forgot, and the monkey is grabbing the bananas from there. And this is the main road. This road is supposed to be used for 2 buses, but there is no room for even people to walk. So from the car, you know, literally I have to just wait for the entire sheep to go. That's when we go. And then we have camels.
Oh, hai loto.
This one, they just give rides for little kids for 50 cents, like 100 yards. And then we have elephants.
See,
it's an elephant here. You know, here you have to go to the zoo to see the animals. In India, you don't need to go to the zoo because you live in a zoo. You are just one of the many other animals, so that's okay. If an elephant is walking, the entire traffic slows down. You don't have much option. If you try to cut it over and all it needs is just one kick, you are dead. And then a cow is actually a holy animal in India. So this cow, they decorate the cow and bring it to your house. That means God is visiting your house, so you better give him some offering. So that's how they make money. All the. And then we have some pictures of my wife working and doing the gardening. So this is the hall which accommodates about 100 people. We had 100 college students who came and had a camp there. And then in India, boys and girls normally don't play together. They are always separated. So you have all the boys playing here, you have all the girls playing here. And then every day you see groups of twos and threes, they pray together for about 45 minutes every day. This is my mom. She is doing the ribbon cutting for the building dedication. And that's the center. It's called Center for Renewal, Edification and Spiritual Transformation. It's called CREST. And these are all the pastors who are standing outside because we had 200 people. We only had 100 seating inside. And this is just a few pictures of the dedication. This is my dad who is unveiling the foundation stone. And this is the lake I was talking about. It's like 1 mile from our retreat center. And you can do that. And that's not R-rated. That's okay. You guys can see it. But yeah. So it's really nice. It's a pretty lake. And it's nobody comes there often. So it's really nice to go there for a walk. I danced too much and got sick. I danced too much and got sick. This is my uncle and aunt. They both are doctors. So in their house, they just gave me the treatment. So here are the pictures of the retreat. So I was showing them how a husband should come and talk about his wife and give a rose. In our culture, we never do that in public. You don't express love in public. You don't even hold hands when you are in public. But I was just talking about how important it is to express love. So many of these wives were sharing, they are being married for 15, 20 years. This is the first time the husband ever said, I love you. So this is what we do. We encourage people to have strong families and love for each other. So these are all just, this guy is dancing with his wife, he's so excited. Okay, so these are all the families. So we did two retreats like this with about 15 families. And Sunita was showing them some jewelry stuff. Okay, so that is the board and this is just the campus again. This is how we travel for 2 full months. No helmets, no security, no seat belts. It's always two-wheeler. We don't have a car. My dad has a car, but it doesn't work that good. So I just use the two-wheeler. Man, and we drive this with all the cows and goats and animals on the road. So these are the rooms for guests who come there, the pastor and his wife. So this is the hall where we do the training. And this is, by the way, these are the guest rooms for those who come from other countries for mission trips. So if any of you want to go to India for a short-term mission trip, that's your room.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have your own attached toilet, you have a heater, you have an air conditioner. That's only for you guys, not for everybody else. Okay, and now the next missions I did is in this part of Assam, which is pretty close to Bhutan, and it's like 6 hours away from China. This is all China. 6 hours, Assam. So I actually went pretty close to China. I didn't go into China, but it's only 6 hours from China, from here. So I went to this part. It's 2 hours to Bhutan.
Is it passable?
Yeah, this is where China starts.
Is a mountain there?
Yeah, all the mountains. The Himalayas are all here. This is where Nepal, Bhutan, and past the mountain, it's all China. So this is another just view of where I went. I went to this corner, so it's close to China and Bhutan. So this is the missionary. He only has one cart. Because I went as a visitor, he borrowed the neighbor's cart, but that was broken, so he's fixing it for me. They only have electricity for 4 hours every day. So in 24 hours, you only have power for 4 hours. So when you have only power for 4 hours, you recharge everything when there is power. So you notice there's one plug and so many things are being recharged here. There's only one outlet, like 20 things are being recharged in that 4 hours. And this place is filled with bamboos, so all the houses are built with bamboos. See, notice, and they built the houses about 3 to 4 feet above the ground level. And they have their pigs and cattle here. And this is the pigs.
They eat pigs,
yeah. These are tribal people.
Oh, these are not Indian.
They're not Indian. These are Indian, but they look very Chinese because they are Mongolian original.
They eat pigs.
they eat everything, yeah. This is the main entrance to their house. So if you can't walk on that, you can't go to their house. This is their actual house.
You know,
their floor is not leveled. It has gaps in between. I tried to sleep there just for half an hour, but it was so difficult. But this is where they live their entire life. There's only one room, that is the bedroom, that is like every room. It's very sad. Actually, they are very humorous too. I asked them, how do you guys live here? And they said, hey, we have 24 hours air conditioning in our house. Because air can go in and out anytime it wants. There is no solid wall, everything is see-through. See? This is their kitchen. So that's their house. And so these are the pigs, they kind of grow. This is the school, but because of the rain, nobody came to school except for this pig. This is a church. This is the only church for 10 different villages. And this guy is my student. He is a missionary there. And he goes there on every Sunday. Yeah, this is also air conditioned, if you see.
Yeah.
And here is a 14-year-old girl who is teaching juniors how to wave clothes and curtains. Yeah, you will see a video of it afterwards. And instead of using firewood, if you're really poor, you collect cow dung and make biscuits out of it and you burn that to cook. Cow dung.
在这个穷地方你没有燃料，所以用牛粪把它烘干牛粪饼来做燃料。
So you burn this stuff instead of firewood. And
to dry it
and then they take it out and cook it. Instead of firewood, they use that cake and burn it. So just a few more pictures of these houses. And so this is the missionary, and I stayed with him, and he told me one thing. This place is filled with snakes. So when you, and they don't have an attached bathroom. They just have one room there, and we have to come here for bathroom, toilet. So you use a flashlight from here to come all the way here, especially when you use the bathroom in the night.
So snakes.
No. Actually, there are snakes here, but you have to use the flashlight so that you don't stamp on it to avoid the snakes, because they are black cobras, which are very poisonous.
Oh.
Yeah. So 2 days I use the bathroom, no problem. I use the flashlight pretty good. Third morning when I wake up, I see the skin of a black cobra right next to the bathroom. Black cobras leave their skin every few days, and I saw the skin. And since then I stopped using the bathroom. The very next day, I flew back to Calcutta. I said, man, I can't live with the black cobras. But it's amazing how these missionaries live there and how God protects them all the time. So I took this family out to a little picnic, and I had a lot of fun driving the two-wheeler. So these are the kind of people, the tribal people who live there. They are actually Mongolian, so they look more Chinese. See, this girl is really having fun watching me do this, because this belongs to her. So from there, Assam, I came to Calcutta. This is where we have the orphanage. Their house, it actually is 3 floors, but the third floor is just a church. The 2 floors is less than 2,000 square feet. There are 65 kids in 2,000 square feet place. And you notice everything happens in this little place. By the way, these are their bathrooms. So they are sitting right next to the bathroom and eating their bananas in the evening. They have no place to go. That is the bathroom, that is the dining room, that is everything. So this guy, he is my student, and he went to Calcutta 12 years ago and started this orphanage. And it's really moving to see these kids. He picked almost all of these kids from the street. They didn't have parents, and there are too many prostitutes who give birth to children and dump them, and these guys pick them up. So there are 65 kids all the way from 2-year-old to 18-year-old. So this guy, my student, they only eat 2 times a day. They have rice and they have lentil soup. That's it. You can watch them eat. It's not colorful. There's nothing. It's just rice, a little bit of yellow lentil soup. That's it. And because they don't have too much room, this is how they sit for lunch and dinner.
So
if you take your plate and go to the corner, you are not getting out of that place till everybody is done. You can't move till everybody is done.
大家挤着动都不能动, 你吃完了也不能先走出来。
And then some of these kids are 4 years and 5 years, but they look very like lean and thin, like 2 year old kids.
有些孩子四五岁了, 看起来不过在两三岁, 很瘦。
And if you notice, none of them have pillows, none of them have sheets. They just are so happy to be here.
你注意到他们也没有枕头, 也没有床单, 但是他们都很高兴, 有个地方收容他们。
Because a few months ago, a few years ago, many of them were on the street. So this is a much better choice for them.
因为几年以前,他们都是在街上流浪, 这个地方对他们说起来已经好得太多了。
So this is how they sleep.
是他们怎么睡觉的?
But one thing they do, which really impressed me, is every Friday morning, once every week, they pray for 3 hours.
有一件事情叫我很受感动。
They pray for
每个礼拜五, 他们祷告3小时。
They pray for 3 hours with only 2 breaks of 5 minutes for bathroom.
其中只有5分钟上厕所休息一下。
Every kid, all the way from the smallest kid to the oldest, everybody prays.
最小的孩子, 从最小到最大的, 每一个孩子都开过祷告。
And everybody asks the same things. They say, God, we want you to provide us food for the next 7 days. Give us some clothes. And one guy was praying, please give me a new underwear. This, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry when he was praying for it.
孩子们祷告都差不多,主啊,给我们下个礼拜食物,给我们衣服,给我一件新的内裤。
So this,
他听见的时候,我不知道该笑还该哭。
They pray for 3 hours and it's really amazing how God provides them.
他们祷告三小时,更稀奇是神怎么预备。
Not many people know about this orphanage, but even non-Christians, Hindus and Muslims, they bring some stuff and they donate to these people.
没有多少人知道这个孤儿院,但是很多印度教的人也拿了东西来奉献。
Especially shop owners, they bring some stuff when it comes to close to expiry date, they bring all the expiry date food and they donate to these people and they are very happy to eat those cookies and that bread and that food.
很多零售商他们东西快要过期不能吃了就送来给孤儿院,
I believe that is why God is faithfully providing them. And this is William Carey's church.
这是威廉凯利的教会,是到印度第一个宣教士。
And that is his original house.
是他当初的房子。
And that's the university he built to train pastors.
他现在大学。
So this is William Carey's tomb. It's a very touching thing. He says, a wretched, poor and helpless worm, in thy kind arms I fall. A wretched, poor and helpless worm, in thy kind arms I fall. That's about Richard, William Carey.
William Carey讲到他自己躺在神的怀中是一个 贫穷无助的小虫,
he translated the Bible into 18 different languages. And he wrote 16 different dictionaries in India. And that is how his grave is. Nobody pays attention to it. Nobody cares. And a few more pictures. I took them all out for a dinner. I took 65 people out. I said, what restaurant you want to go? Pick the best restaurant. They said, we don't know how to eat in restaurants. Just take us to street corner. So I took, street corner, just on the corner. So on the street corner, they ate, each kid ate 5 different things. They ate chow mein, they ate egg rolls, they ate Indian food, they ate 5 different items.
所以这些孩子就在街角吃五样东西,吃一个春卷啊,吃一些炒面啊,吃一些印度东西。
And then the last thing they ate was ice cream.
最后吃的是冰淇淋。
I ate ice cream with them too.
我跟他们一起吃冰淇淋。
And the bill came to $79.
送来账单79块美金。
For 65 people, their best meal in their life, it cost me $79.
65个孩子,他们一生中吃的最好的东西,65块美金, US dollars, right?
Yeah, US dollars, that's what I'm saying here. So, this is their church.
这是他们的教会。
And these are the kids, just a few more pictures and then I'll show you some videos.
他们的小孩子,
so I taught them some songs in Hindi and I played music, I danced with them, they were so happy.
我叫他们唱一些歌,有中文的,有英文的,有印度文的,还跟他们一起跳舞。
So this is the time when they are saying thank you to all of you guys. So you will see the video, they are saying, thank you America for sending Pastor Francis, please send him back again. So why don't you click the video, you will see this video. Actually, you will see clips of different videos, but then I'll close with a story. Yeah. Just okay. So play just click it and it'll show all the videos. So okay, let me just share something while he's checking out the videos. I think it should be, maybe we didn't. If you didn't save it, that's okay. I'll just see that number 1 to 11, those are the clips we should have. Just play the 10 and 11. Just play the 9, 10 and 11 because, if it's not responding, that's okay. Last three clips are the orphanage clips. The kids were, you see them praying, you see them singing songs and thanking all of you for the support you gave. Okay, if it doesn't work, that's okay. We can... That's okay, brother, because it'll take a long time for it to buffer. If it buffer, it didn't buffer before, it won't do that. So now you can watch them. It's a very small room. That's okay. Okay, let me just close with this story. Hudson Taylor was once talking about missions in a big hall.
有一天, Hudson Taylor 在一个很大的聚会地方讲到宣教的工作。
And he challenged people, said, we have to go and do something in the mission field.
他对会众挑战说,我们应该去做,为了宣教做一件事。
And he said, who wants to go to the mission field?
他说有些愿意去呢。
You know, when I talk about mission field, I'm not only talking about international missions, even local missions. Do something. So when Hudson Taylor said, who wants to go? Nobody stood up. Then a school teacher who only had one leg stood up with his stretch. He walked close to Hudson Taylor with one leg, limped. Hudson Taylor looked at him and said, with only one leg, why do you think of going as a missionary?
他说,你就一只腿,为什么你觉得你可以做宣教士呢?
With only one leg, why do you want to go to become a missionary?
你就一只脚,为什么还去做宣教士?
The guy looked at Hudson Taylor and he said this, I do not see those with two legs going.
因为他说,我没有看见两只脚的人去啊。
So I decided to go as far as I can with one leg. If Hudson Taylor asked him, how far do you think you can go? His answer will be, farther than those guys with two legs who are sitting down. You know, God gave us a lot. But it won't mean anything till we get up from our place and go out and do something for God's kingdom. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for blessing us so much. There are so many times we complain about so many things in life. Please excuse us and forgive us. Give us a new outlook on life. Help us to lift up our heads and see. And help us to get out of our comfort zone and make a difference in somebody's life. For we ask this in Jesus' name.